Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us today on a beautiful summer morning. It is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock as we talk about political issues of the day over a cup of coffee, all with the goal just helping you change your world by giving you ideas, thoughts, phrases that you can use to persuade a persuadable person in your world. That's what it's all about, folks. So today, here's what we've got to talk about that is interesting, I think, that can help us achieve that result. If you were the party in power, would you do anything to give up that power? I want you to think about that for a moment. I mean, just you in human nature, knowing politics in America is the way we do it, right? In this constitutional republic. If you were the party in power, would you do anything that would cause you to lose power? Apparently, that is the belief that Republicans in Oregon are mistakenly operating under. There's a story about that today on KPVI. It's on actually OregonWatchdog.com. It's entitled, I don't know where KPVI is, but it's some news station here apparently. Never heard of it before. Anyway, in Oregon, the headline reads, a sixth U.S. House seat may depend on a party with no name. And this is all about how Republicans are just ecstatic. And if you hear them explain why they sold us out on the ability to defend our family, on voting rights issues, tax issues, if you hear them explain why, it's because they were given by the Democrats in the legislature. Well, at least in the House, equal seating on the House Redistricting Committee. Now, of course, that doesn't say anything about the Senate Republicans or the Senate Democrats. We're just talking about the House here. It gave them so it's an equal number of Democrats and an equal number of Republicans. I actually heard a representative, by the way, who Dale, and by the way, thank you, Dale, for sending me copies of all of the emails you sent regarding Mike Nierman to the county commissioners. Apparently, there is some. Nobody knows when the county commissioners are supposed to meet to choose Mike Nierman's replacement. In fact, Avis had sent me an email. She got it from Ronnie late last night. It might be today. Ronnie was apparently told Friday afternoon by the secretary, I don't know who that is, that it was to be interviewing the five candidates. At least Yamhill County commissioners came to the event and took notes. So apparently they did. And Mickey Garris, who, as you know, is one of those candidates, one of those five, said on July 3rd, Saturday, that on his radio show that the commissioners were meeting today. So who knows? But anyway, Dale sent these emails to all of the county commissioners. Thank you, Dale, for doing that. Then he also sent an email to Representative Jamie Cate, who took over my seat, who is Dale's representative. And, you know, Dale's very direct. And he said this: "Don't you ever contact me for money or anything else, you treacherous backstabber. You shoved a shiv in Mike Nearmuth's gut, you rat. I'm so sorry I ever sent you a penny or an ounce of moral support. You are despicable." Now, Representative Cate was one of the Republicans — I want to go back to this redistricting business — was one of the — I mean, I heard her say this in a meeting. Representative Cate said that they had an opportunity because they decided to stick around at the very beginning, because they agreed to — the House Republicans agreed to, at the beginning of the legislative session, rules that fined them, that made it so they would never leave, fined them $500 a day. They agreed to that from the beginning. All of that was clearly a deal done behind the scenes before this happened. Any of this happened, before the legislative session happened. They would get a seat on the redistricting. Now, that was the House. That's not the Senate. So what does this mean? It means that Republicans cut a deal ahead of time to stick around and let the Democrats pass whatever they wanted, because Republicans don't have the ability to stop it, at least in the House, in exchange for equal seating on only the House's redistricting commission. So what would that mean? Well, here's how it works, folks. Again, that's why I started the show with asking you this question. If you were the party in power, would you do anything to actually give up that power? Of course you wouldn't, especially the Democrats. Here's how it works. At the end of this article, and I'll have it on the show plan today, it tells you how it works. The Oregon legislature will submit its 10-year redistricting plan to the governor by September 27th. If they do not, or if the governor vetoes it, guess who gets to draw it up? Shamia Fagan, our new Secretary of State, the former state senator who is a committed Marxist. You know, the gal that wants 16-year-olds to be able to vote. She then would be tasked with drawing up a plan by October 18th. Now, I've lived through this, folks. I've done this once in 2001, when I was still in the legislature. The Republicans were in control. We drafted up a plan. Governor Kitzhaber said he would veto it. So at the end of the session, we came up with the idea, well, let's not submit the plan to the — let's not pass anything. Let's rather send out a redistricting plan and let the people vote on it in a specific time frame before — at a special election before the deadline. That's when Democrats walked out on us and shut down the session until after the deadline. So if you were the party in power, this is how this is going to play out. Republicans — this, folks, and I'm going to tell you this, this is Charlie Brown and Lucy with the football. Once again, Republicans are outthought and outmaneuvered by Democrats. Republicans got bought off, gave up your right to defend your family, gave up our right to have free and fair elections, because they're stacking the deck with these new laws, like the one that we're going to talk about that you can help repeal by signing a petition, that makes it really hard to clean up the voter rolls. of dead people, of people who aren't participating in the system anymore. Republicans allowed all of that to pass and more because they got bought off with false promises. This is Lucy with the football and Charlie Brown. She's never going to let him kick that football. Never has and never will. And the same is true here. You see, the Democrats are like Lucy. Lucy has power over Charlie Brown being able to kick the football. Why? Because she always moves it out of the way. And he ends up on his back. And he does it time and time again. That's exactly what Democrats are doing to Republicans. Because the way this will work is, yeah, they'll come up with a redistricting plan because they're not going to agree. Or if they do agree, it will be a plan that will not hurt Democrats. In fact, if they keep it just the same as it is today, which they can't because we're going to add a sixth U.S. House seat, that means a lot of other lines have to change for the legislature and everything else. But if they did, today's current plan, basically, benefits the Democrats, does it not? In fact, this news story talks about it. So many legislative districts touch into Portland and into the liberal areas of Eugene, and they draw them in a way to nullify Republican votes. Now, the party with no name, those are all the unaffiliated voters, which are almost the, and if you add in the independent party to them, they have more voters than the Democrat Party does. Republicans are way behind. So again, Democrats are going to make it look like they're being magnanimous, when in reality is they gave up everything. Republicans gave up everything for a false promise. Because what will happen in the end is if the Senate doesn't agree to it, if the redistricting committee, remember, this has to be passed by the legislature. So that means they're going to have to come back into a special session to submit it. Has to be passed. And if it's not passed, or the governor rejects it, it goes to Shamia Fagan. She'll draw the lines. Just like happened to me in 2001 with Secretary of State Bill Bradley, another committed leftist, although he pales in comparison to Shamia Fagan. Dale, by the way, got an email back from the Republican leader regarding Mike Nierman. And this is why the fix is in. She said, people were hurt, and it was Mike who made a plan that put police in harm's way. Had a Democrat open the door to violent Antifa, I would have done the exact same thing. Called for the elected member's resignation. Mike chose expulsion over resignation. Oh, so it's Mike's fault that you kicked him out? Is that right, Representative? Rather than you censuring him? And the people that were hurt? Yeah. Were the people who fought with the police. Stupid. Is that a reason to kick somebody out, Christine? We're embarrassed.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Another thing about Christine Drazen's response, by the way, about Mike Nierman. She equates, I'm going to read this email to you again. And before I do that, I just want to quickly remind you, folks, it's going to be like 92 today. Stay cool. And if your air conditioning at home is not keeping up, you better call Freedom Heating and Air. They have great emergency services. This is one of the things they pride themselves in. They literally can get out to your home quickly and fix whatever's wrong. It's what they specialize in. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That is their website. FreedomHeatingAndAir, all one word, .net. Go to their website. give them a call. They'll come take care of you. They've got discounts for veterans and for senior citizens and for apartment managers, by the way, too. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. She says, and let me read this email again, because this is leading to what I'm going to share with you about tomorrow's interview. You do not want to miss tomorrow's interview. She says, people were hurt, and it was Mike who made a plan to put police in harm's way. Had a Democrat opened the door to violent Antifa, I would have done the exact same thing. Now, let's stop here for a moment. Had a Democrat opened the door to violent Antifa, what she is doing here is equating the violent Antifa with the patriots who wanted in the building, who were outside with their children, Christine. Advocating for letting them into the building. She is equating the patriots who are demanding without having guns, without violating, pounding on windows, although somebody broke windows later in the day. She's equating those patriots with their children with Antifa. Can you believe that? What world does this woman live in? It's stunning to me. She is that out of touch with reality. No, she doesn't like someone she cannot control in her caucus. And you can't control Mike Nierman, folks. He's a patriot. Tomorrow we are interviewing Wendy Myers. She's also a patriot who was there that day, who's also being charged by the Marion County District Attorney. Why? Now, this woman's going to tell her story tomorrow, so I want you to be sure that you listen. She is a mother of three girls. She's a wife. She is a fitness model. You can see her on Instagram. Hard to believe this woman's had three kids. Looks pretty incredible for that. She's a former school teacher. She was there that day with kids. She climbed up on the ledge and saw an open window on the second floor and tried to get in. She was immediately met by state troopers. And she'll tell all of that story yesterday. Well, one of those state troopers who tried to mace her so she could fall down, you know, and get hurt, later came to her home and served her with charges. She now has to hire a lawyer. She's going to tell her story about all of this and how you can help her defend herself. She never got in the building. She got her foot in the window. She's going to tell her story tomorrow, so you want to make sure that you listen. So if you have not contacted the commissioners, you need to. Christine Drazen does not deserve to be the leader. Any Republican that would equate the patriots who were outside with their children. Do you really think, Christine Drazen, that patriots would put their children into a violent confrontation with cops? Really? Well, it got out of hand, and she's going to talk about how she saw a state trooper mace an 11-year-old girl. An elderly man. Now, you know we support cops, and she does too. But that wasn't right. And for Christine Drazen to equate us with violent Antifa is stunning. Truly stunning. So I want to go back to this redistricting commission plan. Ask yourself this question. you were the party in power, would you give up any power in this kind of a thing? Would you? You wouldn't, would you? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Also, Rich sent me yesterday, there are emergency fishing regulations because of the heat at the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. It says, on certain streams, beginning July 1st, you can't fish past 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Why? Because the water warms up too much and it might stress the fish. These are called hoot owl regulations that protect fish. Yep. You can't fish past 2 o'clock in the afternoon because you might stress a fish. In fact, Rich writes this, Brown is not letting any dumb idea go to waste. Here we are now controlling your leisure time, as well as the control on the fish and their time. I wonder if they work through the fish union on this. It basically says, due to the heat, we can't fish after 2 p.m. until September 30th. I wonder what they do in the Sun Belt. Not this, that's for sure. They just laugh at us. How stupid. Yeah, and what I'll guarantee you, Rich, is they have some fish biologist who says, yeah, this is a good thing. Emergency fishing regulations in Oregon. Can't fish past 2 p.m. because you might stress a fish. Stunning, isn't it? All right, we're back, 6:30 in the morning, 503-589-1220. There's more, including the NSA doesn't say it didn't spy on Tucker Carlson. They just said it was hard. What? We're back in a minute.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Well, back, friends. Great to have you with us. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Pfeiffer Roofing has a new product that can maybe save you a lot of money. It's called RoofMax. This rejuvenates your asphalt shingles that maybe, you know, you get a roof that's 20 years old, and I guarantee you your shingles are getting worn out, brittle. You've lost a lot of the asphalt on it. And you know what? Their RoofMax product, which is a one-of-a-kind product, you can't find this anywhere, folks. You can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing in Salem here. This product costs a fraction, and I mean a fraction, of what a new roof does, of the cost of it. In fact, if you go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com, that's P-F-E-I-F-E-R, Pfeiffer, P-F-E-I-F-E-R. If you go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com, click on Roof Max. It's right there, really easy to see. And you'll see all of the benefits you get from using RoofMax. It's a soybean-based product that they spray on, folks. They just spray it on. It goes on a little bit white, and it quickly dries in about a half hour to clear. You can't see it. Kind of darkens your roof a little bit. That's a good thing. What it does is it permeates into the actual asphalt shingles. It rejuvenates it. It makes those shingles watertight again, at a fraction of the cost. It has a 5-year guarantee. In fact, if you go there, you can watch a quick little video about it. Restores your shingles more closer to the health of brand new shingles. It adds resistance to elements, including hail damage. Not so much a problem here, but certainly in other places. Increases the flexibility to allow your shingles to move in with the wind and rain without breaking. That's when they say it rejuvenates. That's exactly what it does. It's completely safe for the environment. Folks, it's made from soybeans. safe for your animals, safe for your property, your kids. And it does not increase the fire risk of your home at all. You can add as much as 15 years to the life of your roof. Again, it has a 5-year guarantee. Check it out. They'll give you a free estimate. One of their estimators will come out, get their ladder. It's really cool how they do this because Trevor Pfeiffer came out to my roof and showed me how they do it. They have these protectors. They go on your gutter, on the ladder, so it doesn't collapse your gutter, doesn't dent it, that kind of thing. And they safely get up on the roof. They'll take pictures of everything on your roof, including what other things might need to be fixed. Like maybe your roof jacks. You know how they get old and they split and they crack. Those kinds of things that will all be part of an analysis, and they'll show you everything they saw as part of an estimate, a free estimate, about how they could use RoofMax on your roof at a fraction of the cost to seal up your roof. It's called the roof tune-up. RoofMax is part of that, especially if you're thinking about selling your home. This is perfect for it. RoofMax, only available at Pfeiffer Roofing, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, pfeifferroofing.com, 503-647-4725, 503-647-4725. Well worth it for you to call them. Also worth it for you to tell me what you think about, if you were the party in power, would you give up any of that power in a redistricting process? In Oregon, would you? Not likely. Also, the new fishing regulations. Emergency. That says you can't fish in some streams past 2 o'clock. Why? Because of the heat. Not because you might get hurt sitting out there in a stream, but because you might stress the fish. Is this dumb over dumb? And Rich really points out something that is you can't argue with. How do they do things like this in the Sun Belt, where the temperatures really get hot and they do fishing? Not Oregon's measly little 90 degrees. How do they not stress the fish there? Stunning, isn't it? You know, what's also stunning is the fact that because Fred and the boys, the Republicans in the House, allowed themselves to be Charlie Brown kicking the football with Lucy, and agreed to not walk out at the beginning of the session because, hey, they get an equal seat in the redistricting commission. Yeah, like right. Like the Democrats are ever going to give up power. Well, because of that, not only did we get it Senate Bill 554 get passed, which makes it very hard for you to defend your family in your home. Why? Because it requires you have to have your gun locked up so you can't get to it in time when somebody's kicking in the door. Like happens regularly in Oregon, by the way. It's not just that, but how about House Bill 2681? Which says, basically it allows Oregon voter rolls to become dirty and bloated. Why? Because no one can be taken off the active voter rolls, even if their address is wrong or they haven't voted for any period of time, like 10, 20, 30 years or more. It'd be easier to cheat with dirty voter rolls. That's what House Bill 2681 does. Now, we can fix it. This is Referendum Petition 302. 301 is the one that repeals Senate Bill 554. It makes it hard for you to defend your family with a gun. Senate Bill 302, Clean Voter Rolls, is now available. And you can download it, and you can sign the single signer petition only off this website. You have to be registered voter in Oregon. You got to print the petition, sign the petition as directed, and then you mail the petition as soon as possible, and it gives you the person and the place in Portland. They are not allowing you to download 10-line petitions at this time. Now, why is that? Well, because the left has made it a practice now, and we know this, that some people will, in fact, nefariously go to a online website, download the petition, and then purposefully screw it up and turn it in to the Secretary of State's office, not running it through the committee. So that the Secretary of State's office will then throw out signatures. They've actually been doing this, and we've caught them at it. That's why you can't download a 10-signer. If you want a 10-line petition to repeal a bill that makes it that guarantees dirty voter rolls forever in Oregon, if you want to repeal that and you want a 10-line petition, send me an email or send them an email. Go to cleanvoterrolls.com. Cleanvoterrolls.com. You can download the petition. You can do a single signer and you can contact them. Cleanvoterrolls.com. You can send them an email or call. There's a number there. And again, it shows you, it has the actual PDF. And my friend Janice Deisinger, who's person that the grassroots person, the conservative that I know, that I trust, that I've worked with for many years, is leading this effort. So go to cleanvoterrolls.com. Oh, by the way, did I make mention to you that Mike Nierman is involved with this petition also? But Christine Drazen thinks that he's as bad as anybody else that would let in Antifa. Because, you know, we patriots, we're like Antifa to her. Julie writes an email, and I'll get to the phones in a moment, 503-589-1220. The loud scraping sound at CBS is recruiting Kate Brownshirt to be a Sunday morning guest on the world's most boring talk show. The loud sound of people thundering out of the hammer and sickle, which may replace the beaver on the obverse side of the flag of the state of Oregon. I don't hear, don't expect to hear the ripping of checks for donations to the Republican Party. Yep. Art, good morning. How are you, friend?
Good morning, yeah. God, we keep living the nightmare. I remember when they redistricted with Bill Bradbury and stuff, and that's when I ended up in the district I'm in. Used to be in a district which was both Republican, Vicky Berger and Jackie Winters. Yeah, it's just like, it's incredible that our party doesn't learn from its mistakes, Jeff. You think, well, there is no wisdom there.
Sadly, you're right.
There is no doubt. But what I wanted to comment on, I mean, this allowing dead people to stay on the voter rolls and stuff, isn't that fraud, Jeff? Because
it is.
They aren't citizens. It's fraud.
It is fraud. Yeah.
So why are we not, filing fraud against the Democratic Party in this stupid law?
It's a great question to ask Christine Drazen and Fred Girard. It's a great question. Back in a moment, 6:48.
Great day, Jeff.
Thank you, Art. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220.
That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Eric Azer of Righteous Renovations is a contractor that you can absolutely trust to come into your home and do really good work in sensitive areas of your home, like maybe your bathrooms, your kitchen. In fact, most life, as you know, happens around the kitchen table, doesn't it? Boy, you want to talk about disruptive? If you've had a bad experience with a contractor, you don't want to have that in your kitchen. You don't get that with Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. Go to his website and look at the great pictures of kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, and the wonderful comments of very satisfied customers. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. I want to address what Art just said. Allowing unclean voter rolls is voter fraud. Now, Art asks why this hasn't, I mean, if it's voter fraud, why isn't somebody suing over it? Well, because it's the legislature involved in creating voter fraud. Now, you have to be a damaged party first, so some voter fraud has to occur because of this legislation, and that's just how it works. I don't even know if it's been signed by the governor yet. It probably has, and that's why the clock is ticking here. We got 90 days to get enough signatures. We the people have to speak. The idea that you would allow people to stay, dead people to stay on the voter rolls forever in Oregon is absurd. Now, do you think that's a statement or a question you could ask a persuadable person in your world? Do you think it's right that the legislature just passed a law allowing dead people to stay on the voter rolls forever? The people who are inactive voters forever? Do you think that's right? Ask that question. Maybe you can begin in a conversation with someone. Or you could say, how silly is it that we, the state of Oregon, passes a rule during the emergency heat wave that says you can't go fish in certain streams past about 2 o'clock in the afternoon till the end of September. Why? Because you might stress out the fish. How do they deal with that in states that are hotter than us? Are they worried about stressing fish? You want to talk about stressing a fish? The catch and release ideas? What we do? Put a hook in their mouth. Damage their mouth. Fight them. You want to talk about stressing a fish? That's how you stress a fish. Lee writes an email about this. Stressed fish? Question mark? Who is sitting pretty from the money they receive from the stressed fish research and survey? Who is the fish talker? Yeah, it's tongue-in-cheek, but hopefully it'll make a few think about how ridiculous most of these regulations are. Oregon, folks. This is the bureaucracy and the mindset of the left. Just stunning. Just absolutely stunning. Tucker Carlson said on his show that he had been told by a whistleblower that the NSA had been reading his emails. Now, this is a Federalist article today by a former 19-year CIA analyst, 5 years with the House Intelligence Committee on the staff there. Fred Flights. He said, I found it hard to believe that this was true. Then he saw the NSA's denial, except they didn't deny it. Here's the official, and there's a picture of this on the story, and I'll have it on the show plan. On June 28th, 2021, the NSA writes in this press release, Tucker Carlson alleged that the National Security Agency had been monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take this show off the air, quote unquote. This allegation is untrue. Tucker Carlson has never been an intelligence target of the agency, and the NSA has never had any plans to try to take his program off the air. Did you notice there that they didn't deny that they had read his emails, but that he wasn't a target? In fact, he then went on to say he rejected this explanation by calling it an infuriating, dishonest, formal statement. Last night, we went on the show. We made a very straightforward claim. NSA has read my private emails without my permission, period. That's what we said. Tonight's statement from the NSA does not deny that. Fred Flights writes, let's be very clear about what the NSA said in its statement. It denied targeting Carlson, but did not deny reading his emails. The NSA also did not deny that it may have addressed Carlson's or accessed Carlson's communications through, quote, incidental collection. Under the rules, if this happens, quote unquote, our names have to be redacted. They weren't in this case. Folks, if they can do this to Tucker Carlson, imagine what they can do to you or me. Is that right? Does that make you worry a little bit about your security, your rights, your constitutional rights? It should. I'm going to go to Tim in a moment. CBD is a product that I use from an Oregon Salem-based company, Pro-Bioscience. You can check out their website, pro-bioscience.com. They use only Oregon-grown CBD. I use their products. I love them. They work really well for me. Maybe they can work for you. It's all natural, no drugs. Doesn't get you high. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. If you buy any of their great products, use the discount code for the month of July, the word HOT, H-O-T, HOT, and you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Two questions real quick. What impact does the Republican Party have on the actions of someone like Girard? And the second one is, how do we change the leadership of the Republican Party?
Okay, so the Oregon Republican Party is run by a senator who is at odds with Fred Girard. Okay, Dallas Hurd. So the Oregon Republican Party has kept their powder dry here, because there's already a civil war going on, because two of the Rhino senators that joined Fred Girard introduced this bill to make it impossible or illegal for another senator, Dallas Hurd, to be the party chair. So there's a war going on there. They're silent. We have to do this at the local level. Fortunately, Marion County Republican Party decided they were going to support Fred Girard. And this bill that we're trying to repeal that allows dead people to be on the voter rolls forever is a result of Fred Girard. So why on earth would the Marion County Republican Party support that? It's dumb. Second question, go. Second question, go.
That was it. And that was, how do we impact the Republican Party in Marion County? How do we get new leadership?
Show up at the next PCP meeting and get rid of the leadership that thinks what Fred Girard did is okay. That's how you do it. And you call other Republicans join PCP. Thanks for joining us today, folks. 6:59 in the morning. Keep praying for the Marion County Republican Party, the Republican Party. Praying for all of our leaders.